Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What's up, everybody? Here, Albie. How are we doing, friends? We got Chris here.
Hey.
Mom's here.
Hi.
Dad's here.
Hello.
We're following up. We had a bit of a cliffhanger. You know, before we get into it, you know, I alluded the last episode that somebody wrote in, and the question is as follows. Dear Albie, love the show. I was curious. This is a bit of a full circle moment for the community. If you recall the episode where a wedding guest had sent a nasty note to a former bride and groom saying that they did not have the decency to send a thank you note after asking for cash for gifts. I'm curious, number one, how the gift whole thing went with you, and number two, what your thank you note policy has been since the wedding. Have you sent them out? If not, what is the amount of time that it's okay to wait, and do you feel that you've waited too long given the amount of time that that has gone by already? Love the show. Stacy, first thing off the bat, thank yous have been sent out.
Yes.
Second thing off the bat, before I get into the thank you piece and the gift part, I am an extraordinarily awkward person, and I am the most awkward when it comes to getting gifts. I shut down. I do this at Christmas. I was especially weird when it came to the wedding stuff. I actually tried to not even be around a lot of it. There's something about that we have to look into. And I just don't, compliments and gifts, not my thing.
You're a humble fellow.
It's a weird thing for me, but I have to get better at that because I think it comes off a little strange. But Chris, I mentioned he has thoughts on this.
Your thank you note to me read the way that you would get like a donation email, like, hey, it's me, Chuck Schumer.
What do you mean?
So really quick, there were two sets of thank yous that went out.
It feigned personal. It made me think it was personal, but it was all typed up. It was copy paste. You had a printed run of thank you notes.
So a couple things.
I like a handwritten note.
So that's where the question I think was kind of leaning towards. And we had a lot of thank yous that had to go out. There are a lot of things that are happening at once.
Not really, though, because your wedding was very small in Italy.
So there's two thank yous that went out. There was the first one that they wanted to just jump on and get out there, right? And what happened was, we only got the pictures back from the wedding like a week ago.
Well, this is what I was going to say when they say the timeline. I think 6 months is fair because more often than not, you're going to send the wedding from the photographer, and that takes
some
time.
And I believe we actually didn't even get a chance to do that on some of them. But this is just what the thank you note says.
I thought it read beautifully.
So did I.
Yes.
It's a nice picture.
Is this the Italy thank you?
This is the Italy thank you.
Okay. It read beautifully the way that a poem meant for public consumption reads beautifully.
But they wrote that. So,
everyone.
Dearest
I think
family,
like,
hold on.
Great having you, Chris. You look great.
Dearest family and friends, we would like to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for celebrating our marriage in Umbria. This is the Italian version. We can't express enough how much it meant to us to have you share the happiest day of our lives. We felt so surrounded by love and will carry those feelings with us for our lifetime together. We truly appreciate your generosity. We are incredibly grateful for your love and friendship, and we look forward to our future time together as we celebrate this wonderful life. Our memories together in such a magical place will stay in our hearts forever. Love, Chelsea and Albie. Now, I don't see nothing wrong with
Lauren's
that.
Lauren's only issue
go,
with
here
it.
We
oh,
go.
Lauren had one
Lauren
too. We didn't even discuss
Lauren
it.
Lauren had one issue with it.
Go ahead.
Which I didn't find problematic.
Should have said the Manzo's at the bottom?
It should have said Manzo. And I said,
that's what I'm saying. I think that was a tighter. I
think that's a dealer's
that.
Choice thing. No, bother there.
But here's the thing.
Now,
we know Albie and Chelsea. We don't need to know your last
name. Now, hang on. Ready? Now I'm going to read you the
brownstone version.
Which we did not receive.
There's a stack of them upstairs.
No. I'm saying we only got the Umbria version. But go ahead. Read me the brownstone version so I know.
So, we are beyond grateful for all the love and well wishes as we begin our journey together. It meant so much for us to have such amazing friends and family in our lives. Thank you for your generosity, love, and sharing precious memories with us. Love, Mr. and Mrs. Chelsea and Albert Manzo IV.
Yeah, I'm not against what's on the paper. I just feel like I don't want to call anyone out by name because it's mean. But if you could think of a name at the wedding of someone that's like just a different level of in Al's life than us, they got the same words as me. You know what I'm saying? Like if there was an asshole there, I can't think of one off the top of my head for real. In Italy, I can. But I if there was an asshole there, he or she got the same message that I did.
I will tell you this. This is my thought process. You know what
I'm saying? Why would your brother need a message?
Yeah. I don't. That, I don't
I
even need a
letter. The words were said at the event.
Yeah, I number one, take that approach where because that was an intimate enough thing in Italy where I had one-on-ones with pretty much everybody.
Right, you had real-life interaction day of the
Not saying they shouldn't get a thank you card. Absolutely should. However, the brownstone version, I, to this moment, have no idea how many people were at that wedding.
That was just
Now, this may be wildly offensive. The amount of times this has been said by me, seeing someone that, I run into at the brownstone, run into a friend of ours, whatever. Hey, did I see you at the wedding?
Well, so
just I don't
know.
That's
been my line when I don't know somebody. I'm like, I haven't seen you since the wedding because I'm just assuming they were there. You know what I mean? Like when I know it's like a brownstone universe person, where I'm like, I know this person, but I don't know who it is. I'll say, I haven't seen you since the wedding.
What just happened?
The black fuzz from the headphones is sticking to my head.
We'll make it look like
I think that's
hair.
Basically the headphones are old.
Yeah, they're kind of like
dried out.
So, yeah, but your reaction to that was
I'm trying to get it out of my hair, but at the same time, I'm like, maybe this works for me.
Can I tell you a major faux pas at the wedding?
Go ahead.
You're gonna feel bad about it. Maybe I shouldn't tell you.
Ah, here we go. Which wedding?
The cards.
The brownstone wedding.
Go ahead.
Who wasn't there?
Not invited or not show up.
I think not invited.
Oh no.
Go on.
Prudence.
No, that's not true.
Prudence was invited.
100% invited.
Actually,
very glad you said that.
Oh, because I was.
No, I actually spoke to my grandmother directly. I said not only is Prudence invited to the brownstone, she's invited to Italy. I said that is if I had Prudence's number, I'd call her right now.
Right.
Who I heard, by the way, has some mansion in Jamaica.
Yeah, I heard. Did she skip town?
That's what I heard.
No, I know she was. She showed me pictures.
So.
Prudence,
but side note stuff. Here. This is like we're going way left on this. Point is, really quick.
Prudence, we should do a Prudence episode.
Prudence has been in our lives forever, and I said to Grandma directly, not only and Prudence, if you're listening, first of all, we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
But Prudence, if you're listening, I said not only is Prudence invited, she's invited to both Italy and Brownstone, and so is Willis.
You wanted Willis there.
Yes, I did.
I remember that.
Yes,
because. Somebody said, well, Prudence wasn't invited. I'm like, wow.
No, that is, as a matter of fact, I can think of nobody off the top of my head who I straight up said is either snubbed or not invited.
So she was at her Jamaican estate? Is that where she was?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. It is a nice house.
This is where I'm going now.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if she was at the wedding or not. Like, there are a lot of people. So, like, the brownstone thing was just that it's a lot of stuff. We just have no idea, really. It was a little bit more of a free for all in the best possible way. So, what was brought up to me on the handwritten part of it, you can't possibly do that because it's like we literally didn't know how many were going to get printed. Now, Italy, bit of a different story, but I tended to lean in the – it's more about a picture thing. The pictures were getting done and taken forever, so they put the message in there with them to kind of speed the whole thing up because that would have taken forever. Yeah, I didn't.
I'm a fan of the handwritten.
Yeah,
I've gotten letters in the past like, Chris, thanks for your kind words in the card and your generous gift. Love that suit on you. And I'm like, whoa, they remembered me at their wedding. I feel seen.
All right, I know which wedding you're speaking of.
I'm talking about Luca.
All right, very small wedding.
Okay, bigger than the Italy one.
And a very close personal friend.
Right, my brother. We're tight.
I thought I said some very nice words.
I don't think you have to do that when you're brother.
No, you don't.
I didn't send any of my brothers a thank you note when I got married.
I think everything was said at the wedding, and I think the moments were had at the wedding, so I didn't take offense to it at all. Zero.
Yeah. Greg and Alex complimented my pants in their car. Though.
It's going the wrong direction. You know, like we're focused way too much on bullshit in this fucking culture we live in. Okay. Oh, I guess my brother a thank you card. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Do you feel that thing? This is really where a lot of it is going. Because I'm glad you went in this direction, Chris. Because I had a couple of folks that have asked this in the past, while we were doing a lot of the shows that were surrounding the wedding, and people said, "What is your stance on handwritten thank you cards?" And to me, I look at that as the gold standard. That is a very nice way to do things. Okay. It's not what happened here.
Right.
I don't apologize for it.
You got two problems.
I think it was a different
number
thing.
One,
I think it was
none of you freaking people even were taught how to write in script, number one.
That's not true. I actually wrote my
blog letters.
It's Marky's generation
script. No, it's Connor Michelle and the Michelle boys, half a generation behind you, just a few years behind you. Scott, one of my good friends, writes out a note, hands it to his kids, and they can't read it because they were not taught script. They only know how to write block letters.
I think it's a different era now.
So you write a letter, you write a nice thank you card to somebody, they can't even read the freaking thing.
Even invitations are done now, you know, through the, what's that thing? Where they
Everybody's on a computer, type in.
Invites and stuff like that.
Thank yous, invites.
It's crazy. So listen, I thought the photo was beautiful. Yeah, Lauren's only thing was it should have said Manzo, and she wished Chelsea showed her face. But I thought the picture was gorgeous.
It's the pictures we had.
Yeah.
You know, I to this moment have not seen the wedding pictures. That's been a thing. Both sets of pictures. Have you seen them?
You got them all.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
I sent you Jersey.
I haven't seen either.
And I gave Chelsea the hard drive thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen
either. Where is that?
One.
Chelsea has it.
She got the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I need that. I need pictures for the food.
And I didn't even download it because it was just taking forever. But Chelsea has it.
Yeah, well, you know, but I think, you know, there's, I am in favor of when it comes to things like that. You know, I in almost any occasion, I'm not the novelty, like, hey, this is what we're supposed to do thing. I'm more of a in-person conversation guy. So that was just me anyway. So
everyone says that about you.
Go ahead, Chris. No, I mean, I think I'm very nice.
I'm just kidding. Listen, so. I wasn't offended by the letter at all. If this never came up, it would have never been said. But when I saw it, I said, oh, fast way. He took the express lane.
But that's how everything's done these days. So, you know, it could have been just a blanket thank you.
But again, we have different values when it comes to writing, I think, too, because Al hates my pens.
Christopher is he's very into pens. Christopher has an antique typewriter that he types things out.
When I give a card for a wedding, I type it on the typewriter.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a nice thing to do.
Hmm.
And I send the note first.
Yeah.
I'll say, I look forward to, blah, blah, like, I give almost a little speech
in
the card.
Chris is an old soul. He should have really lived in the 20s.
We actually had, you know, it's funny from when somebody should have lived. This was a very funny little question that came in via the Instagram. And you could also hit us at dearalbymailbag@gmail.com. Dear Albie, I have a daughter that's 8 years old, and we drive back and forth to school every day, and we listen to music. I have since gotten her onto the Glee soundtrack. I find that it's got a nice mix of songs, and it's the type of thing that she can kind of get behind and vibe to that I enjoy as well. I find her, when it's certain members of the Glee cast are singing, telling her that it's actually me, and this is a true high school musical from when I was in high school, and this is my voice.
I know where you're going with this.
And this reminded me of a story you once told about your mother. Thing is, my daughter has gone and told her teacher that her mom actually was a famous singer while she was in high school. And her teacher, in a joking manner, no big deal, actually asked me one of the last times that I saw her what high school band that I was in, and asked me how I was famous. I responded to her exactly what was going on, and we had a good laugh. But I was curious, at what point am I taking this too far and it's considered lying to my kids?
When you sign an autograph in public.
Is it good, clean fun, or the type of thing that I should address with her? What are your thoughts, and can you recap the story with your mom, Tiffany?
It's all good fun. It's like now it's such a great. We used
you don't
to
hear
sing,
Tiffany much anymore. By
I
the
used
way.
To play the soundtrack to Les Mis.
Les Mis.
In the car
for the folks that yes do
and
not
I
remember.
And I would say I yeah. was Cosette.
And Mom would say she was Cosette. Yeah. Now, when you really break this down, I Tiffany here with this Glee question. Okay, I can get behind that. Mom out here dropping "Ball Your Eyes Out" songs about the French Revolution. Okay, to a girl that grew up essentially what in a whorehouse. The girl Cosette, the plight of Cosette is one of the most gut wrenching stories.
Yeah, but she sang so beautifully, like an angel,
in theatrical culture, and you are telling your kids. Oh, I sang this song. And now think about the
but
string.
But you did go to see Les Mis.
Of course, which, yes. To be honest with you, made it worse because here's where you were really, really messed up. Okay, really messed up. Chris, if you remember this, the thing that really sold, okay, that not only Mom, our aunts and uncles were the cast.
The Halloween
so
Monkey?
Well, the thing that really sold this story, this narrative for Mom, okay, was the actual Les Mis cover, okay?
Yeah.
Which is Cosette, all raggedy on
it
the
actually,
front.
Funny enough, we have that.
Yeah,
right there.
It was. Yeah, it was. So you were like, no, that's me. Like you were, and what could you say? You're like, wow, that's my mom when she was little. And we'd walk into like stores and stuff, and we'd be, in middle of Times Square, and be like, Mom, that's you. Which we had to look like lunatics to anybody that we were walking by. So at what point, number one, did this absolute fiasco of an idea come into your head?
Probably when I was driving or something and just to have fun. I like joking around, so it could have been that. And then you guys went with it, and I just kept going with it. It was just – but now look at it now. It's a fun memory.
Were you – I don't think she ever did that with Dad in the car. Were you aware that she was doing this?
No.
I don't think it ever came up, right?
Probably not.
I'm sure –
I may have heard of it, but it didn't really.
It's something that I certainly wouldn't have been afraid to like. I would.
You had three kids in the back singing show tunes, thinking we're aligning with our mother
royalty. Yeah. I actually thought the founding fathers, until I was like way too old, I shouldn't be admitting this. Like until I was in like probably like the fifth grade, were like the actual American founding fathers were like our ancestors.
What are you talking about?
Like. Like, I thought, like, Dad's dad was a... No, I thought, like, Dad's dad was one of the founding fathers. Because I don't know why,
but that was... Like you thought you had a three-head kind of thing when you were little?
I thought that the people that built this country were our family.
Okay.
I thought the men that signed the Declaration of Independence, I don't know why, but when I heard founding fathers, I thought it was Manzos who have passed
on.
So
that means we instilled tremendous confidence in
our children.
Well,
these are these little lies, right?
That's a lie. So I guess I'm not saying anyone ever told me that, but I told people in school.
When it comes to our friend's question, okay, the little lies, I think, when does it go too far? I think when you're buying it to a point, right, where... You're really banking on it. Okay, your kids are really banking on it kind of a thing. These are little fun. I look at the Les Mis thing as a little fun joke.
Right.
I think you're going to have to tell white lies to your kids when they're super young. Like, Dad, when I'm freaking out at 3 years old, I want to go to Puerto Rico. And he brings me by a Chrysler dealership. And he tells me Puerto Rico's closed. And now I'm cool. these are easy lies to kind of, move forward with and tell. But, I think the Glee thing's actually pretty funny. I would keep that working.
It's
a fond memory now.
It's going to be a core memory as long as it's not taken too far and I don't see how it can become damaging to the kid's state of mind or relationship or anything like that.
Go off.
It's just a fun little thing, little white lies that gives them something to be excited about and proud, and then it's fine. I think it's harmless fun.
I agree.
I think harmless fun's good. Do you have a favorite lie that you guys told us as parents?
We told you a lot of lies. The best lie was Puerto Rico.
A lot of bullshit stories. No, it wasn't a lie. I mean,
we were supposed to go.
He was irrational and freaking out and crying and crying and crying. And he doesn't even know anything about Puerto Rico.
Well, I don't know why Puerto Rico kept coming up.
We were going to Puerto Rico.
Right.
Okay. We were talking about going to Puerto Rico with Charlie Riley, and Grandma was going, and so on and so forth. And we're explaining how much fun we're going to have, and all of a sudden, here's this kid, maybe what, four?
If that.
Okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I want to go to Puerto Rico. I says, okay, we're going to go. I want to go now. Okay, well, we can't go now because he doesn't understand it. You got to get in an airplane and fly 3 hours.
I was a very literal person, yeah.
Okay? So he's four. Younger than Marky. Way younger than Marky. Like 4 years old, the most. So I'm thinking, okay, well, what's a smart move? Like, how do we chill this out? So you're all, I didn't tell anybody, I didn't tell any of you what my plan was. So I said, okay, you want to go to Puerto Rico? Yeah. I said, okay, come on, buddy. We're going to go to Puerto Rico. It's okay, fine. So we jump in a car, put you in a car seat, just the two of us. I don't even know where I'm going. We start driving. We get to Wayne Lincoln Mercury. The place is clearly closed. We drive into the parking lot. The building is dark. And I go, okay, we're here in Puerto Rico. And he's like, great. Hey, Puerto Rico. Good. And then I says, oh, no, Puerto Rico's closed. Let's go back and tell everybody Puerto Rico's closed. So we get back and he goes inside and he goes, hey guys, we went to Puerto Rico. You know, Puerto Rico's closed. And everybody got a big laugh out of it. They thought it was fantastic. And you were chilled out.
Also, Toto going to Puerto Rico. Yeah,
we had a dog you gave away. And
but isn't
said
that why?
He,
isn't
he
that
left
why?
And went to Puerto Rico. It could have been, I don't know which chicken
had a
or the
little,
egg.
I got a little, yeah. A little, what kind of dog was Toto?
Whatever, you know, little dog.
One of those tiny little, little dogs. And it snapped at one of you kids and bit you in the face. And I'm like, this dog's got to go. But, you know, kid in the face. So we gave it to Al's secretary at the time. And they said, well, where's Toto? I said, well, Toto went to Puerto Rico, found somebody, fell in love, and got married.
Yeah. And I was very happy for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you
and you said sad. And you said he was actually going to send a card. I think he might have even written one.
there are other, but, you know, you lied to us. What
Big Bad Baby Truck was a good one.
Well, Big Bad Baby Truck.
Well, those are, to me, I don't know if that is a lie.
Everyone has, like, the.
Yeah. That's like,
a, Olivia, like,
yeah,
the
like,
or
like oh, hey, you're going to get arrested kind of thing if you're bad. Like, that, I don't look at that. That's just like a tactic. But are there other, any other lies?
Yeah, but it made me, like,
stick out.
Shiver when a FedEx truck was down the street.
Well, fair enough.
Like, if there was a box truck on the street, like, that's it.
When they were fresh, okay, I used to do one of two things. I would say to my, I'm calling daddy, because that's the trick, you know, I'm calling limp, don't make me call your father, kind of thing. And when they were like, that didn't work, I'd say, fine, Big Bad Baby Truck is coming. Like, what? And we both did that. Big Bad Baby Truck. You want to be fresh? The Big Bad Baby Truck is coming. And I used to say it was a big truck that would come around and collect the bad children.
I didn't fuck with the Big Bad Baby Truck.
Are there any lies you could think of that persist to this day that we haven't corrected? Or any other ones?
I don't
that
think so.
Oh, no,
think so.
They do. They just looked at each other like, is it now?
Be a couple.
Is it now?
I don't think so.
Like they're not legally married or some shit. Or I was born in June, not May. Like they just looked at each other like.
Very legally married.
Yeah. But the look they gave was, we shouldn't, right?
We
after
are
all these years.
Do you have any other. Any other favorite lies from when we were young?
The only thing is, let's say we were eating an ice pop or something you wanted. We used to say it was big people medicine.
Did anybody fail? Did you ever fail at a lie? Did you ever tell one that just didn't work out? We exposed it too quick or we sniffed it out? Was there a time when you said, ooh, I don't think we could lie anymore?
I don't think you ever, no.
No, right?
We didn't lie that much. No. I mean, it wasn't
just
like that.
Just stupid things like that. You know, oh, can I have that ice pop? Oh, I'm sorry, it's medicine for mommies. Stuff like that. But you kids, like, also everything you took everything you took it like face value. Like, for instance, I would feed you.
Thank
breakfast,
you.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. And one of you went into school, and the nurse asked, "What do you have for breakfast? What do you have for lunch?" And you said, "Well, we don't get that."
It sounds like Lauren.
We don't get food. You know, we don't get breakfast. We don't get lunch. That I got a call from the nurse. Saying your children are here telling me you don't feed them breakfast or lunch.
I actually think
I told my teacher that you drink and drive one.
Oh, yeah. Just thinking it was like a bottle of water.
Yeah, I thought like because she gets caught, like she used to go to Starbucks. Yeah. She used to run into Starbucks, but it was like important if we were going to do roller hockey or something because she's outside. It was like important that mom went and got Starbucks before we left. It was early Starbucks, right? Like, and so they were there was a whole thing on drinking and driving, and I was like, my mother
just called me and said, you know, the children are telling me they're not getting breakfast or lunch. I said, well, here's the thing, nurse.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't announce this is breakfast, this is lunch. I say come and eat. So you're asking if they get breakfast or lunch. They're saying no. They are being fed. Mm-hmm. So you all came home, and I said, okay. So for months afterwards, I used to say, here is your breakfast. Here is your lunch.
I love mom being passive aggressive to all three of us for months.
Here's your dinner because you went into school saying that you weren't fed.
I think I was a very literal person. Like, yes. I remember being, even like, you know, in grade school, you're saying, hey, we're going to move. Mm-hmm. And now, mind you, like, we have to build the house still. Mm-hmm. And it's a plot of land, a bunch of trees at the time.
And I heard that. I was very upset. And then I went in my room and I packed.
Yeah, I remember that.
And like, that was a real thing. But there's a lot of, being, there's a, I think, fun nature to certain kind of lies, like the Glee thing. And I think you look back on them as you know, fun stuff. And then that's that.
With Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we go same hotel, same room, corner room, fourth floor, parade route for Marky. Balloons pass right in front of our eyes. We call it our New York City apartment because every time we go to the city, we go to the same hotel, we get the same suite, right? Marky believes that's our new, she'll say, Pop, can we go to the New York City apartment? And if we, like on the spring, we take her for a spring shopping spree, girls shopping spree. We take her and Lauren, right? Pop, we're going to stay at our New York City apartment? Yes, we are. So she believes that is truly our New York City apartment.
I find that to be gratuitous.
You know?
I don't think there's really a...
But it's a lie, but it, it's a memory. It's a core memory. It's something she'll... Oh, Dee and Pop's New York City apartment.
Yeah. Now, and we can go there anytime you want.
Right.
You
know, and there'll be a time one day we'll say, no, Mark, it was just a hotel room. But for her, it's special. We're going to Dee and Pop's New York City apartment.
Well, basically, we're going to lie to your kids, make it fun. So... Love you guys. GLBmailbag@gmail.com. Anything else you guys want to cover?
Thank you.
Have a good time.
That's it.
All right. Love you all. Catch you later.